I'm glad Jeff feels the same way as I do about having worked with State Records and Jeff on a number of projects. It's been a very worthwhile relationship that we've built, and one that's essential to achieving sound information management and good governance. Now, wow is all I can say after Ian's presentation. That was really quite remarkable. I briefed myself for the presentation again this morning just before I came up, and thought, oh wow, this is ambitious. I've got 6 case studies to take you through. How many did you take us through? Probably about 20, and I was late in. So I'm now thinking my agenda is far less ambitious, but I do want to tie together some pieces between his presentation and the presentation I propose to deliver. So to do that, I have to somehow or other draw a bit of a line in the sand, I think, because that was a really dynamic presentation and the connections are palpable. But I want to shift you into thinking about conceptual strategies about how we operate as public service providers. So take you from the data, but looking at the data being a platform, to taking us to how we operate, the governance mechanisms through which we operate, and the essential role that sound information management has in achieving good governance and, more importantly, open government. So as a catalyst to that line in the sand, I'm going to take you back to the State of Origin night in 2014. So on State of Origin night in 2014, I had a significant fear, and it certainly wasn't the outcome of the State of Origin. It was that I was presenting at a finance services and innovation conference in the evening, and we had the two responsible ministers there presenting, and a full audience. I was very worried that come kick-off time they'd all fly out, and in fact some of them did. But at that night, I referred to one particular case study of using data and open government to really deliver better services and to achieve better policy outcomes. It was quite remarkable for me today to see that New South Wales is implementing something that I referred to that was occurring in Europe in 2014. So on that night I was talking about a particular portal that had been created in Germany, and it was called Magnificent. And that portal was used by individuals to access information to inform the most important decision they possibly make, which is where to live, where to buy, where to rent, where to actually live, and where to occupy, bring up families, engage in services. So Magnificent is a product whereby individuals log on, they put in where they're working, they then look at a possible range of options that's driven through data about where they might want to live based on individually selected criteria. Now that might include for some families the provision of daycare, for other families, aged care facilities, hospitals, all public infrastructure, transport. And then that enabled them to work out their commute, to work out the educational facilities in that area. All public service facilities that were provided in that area were part of that rich data set that informed Magnificent. So that was 2014, and to see Ian present today that New South Wales is looking at a similar product is really remarkable and testifies to the pace at which data is being used to change our lives and hopefully to inform the allocation of services and the direction our policy takes. But more importantly, from my perspective and that I'll touch on today, to actually engage with citizens and the role that information plays in engaging with citizens. So that was quite a remarkable experience to sit and listen not only to those fabulous and rich case studies, but also to see the progress that we've made over time in such a quick period of time. I think I'm going to need to use this to be a bit more effective.